Greenfields to Battlefields is a new exhibition on at the Museum of Military Medicine in Keir Barracks, Mitchett. And with me now is curator of the museum, Rob McIntosh. We are currently standing in front of several cut-out silhouettes of horses. But tell us, what is the new exhibition?
The new exhibition, it was designed by a young lady for her PhD. Her name was Rebecca Plumley, and she was studying at the Cranfield University. And she was interested in the archaeological side of the horse transport during the Second World War, i.e. finding out where the horses are buried through finding the bones and skeletons, that sort of thing. And she developed it into this display, which is roughly horseshoe-shaped, with a number of cutouts of horses and mules, interspersed with some photographs and a lot of statistics about the number of horses used, the diseases they suffered from, the injuries and how they were treated. The animals were used on a vast scale indeed. The army depended on the horse and the mule to transport its logistics, if you like. The artillery, the wagons with the supplies, the medical supplies, the ammunition, that sort of thing, and the manpower themselves.
How many horses were used during the war?
You're looking at several million, because it's not just the Western Front in the First World War. You've got the Mediterranean theatre, where many hundreds of thousands of horses, mules, donkeys and camels were used to transport logistics, supplies and men about the battlefield and to and from the battlefield itself. If we look at numbers on, the Western Front in France and Belgium, over the four-year period of the war, in excess of 2.5 million horses and mules went through the veterinary hospitals, which is a phenomenal number. Now, most of those horses and mules were cured of whatever was wrong with them, disease, physical injury, due to the effects of combat.
So in terms of injuries that they would sustain while they were out on the battlefield, and perhaps not just injuries but disease as well, what would they be suffering from?
Well, combat injuries came about through exploding shells and the shrapnel from their bullets themselves. So they suffered injuries similar to the men, a bullet wound through the chest or shrapnel through the leg or whatever the case may be. And that had to be treated in the various veterinary hospitals. They also suffered from diseases like glanders, physical injuries like broken knees, torn tendons, that sort of thing. They'd become poor conditioned at times as well through the hardship of their existence, and then they'd have to be rehabilitated back at the various hospitals, of which there were quite a number in Western Europe, or France.
The Army Veterinary Corps, they looked after the horses, but tell us about the hospitals that the horses got treated in.
The hospitals are large affairs, and some of them could take up to at least 2,000 horses or mules at any one time. And the animal would be brought to this location, where if it required an operation, it would be operated on. Or if it was diseased or ill, it would be taken to, looked after and cared for, as much as a wounded soldier would be nursed in a hospital. They would be kept in stalls, they would be fed different diets depending what was wrong with them, and they would be exercised regularly as well. So that's what the men of the Army Veterinary Corps, which was formed in 1903, did, as it were. There were a number of 1,300 odd veterinary officers who were qualified veterinary surgeons, and the bulk of the corps, about 20,000 men, were either saddlers, farriers, or grooms, and their job was to look after the horses and the mules and to maintain their well-being, their condition.
Now, all of this is shown in the exhibition here at Keogh Barracks. So tell us, when is the exhibition on until?
It's on until the end of November, and we're open from 9:30 to 3:30, Monday through to Friday, and the first Saturday of every month.
And if we'd like some more information on the exhibit or perhaps the museum, whereabouts can we visit?
Yes, we've got a website. It's museumofmilitarymedicine.org.uk. There's a full website there which will give it all our opening details, that sort of thing, and general information about the museum, because the museum is the Museum of Military Medicine that covers all the medical aspects of the army from about the English Civil War. That's dentistry, nursing, surgery, anaesthetics, the whole lot. And the Veterinary Corps are an integral part of the Army Medical Services.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm Natasha Renault at the Museum of Military Medicine in Keogh Barracks, Mitchett, for BFBS.